Kremserstrasse. You're welcome to come closer. I can tell you lots of things that are worth knowing here. This late Gothic house at number 8 Kremserstrasse was built at the end of the 15th century and is known for the stone frame panel on which two verses have been reproduced. I'm sure you've already recognized them. You're quite right. They are verses from the heroic epic Das Nibelungenlied, written around 1200, which mentions our beautiful town of Melk. From Melk were carried beakers rich of gold, in hand and eke full many, wherein was sparkling wine. Upon the way were greeted thus the strangers from the Rhine. High there a lord was seated, as told the name he bore, who that into Austria did lead the way before. On the left you can see the Nibelungenländer, and if you look straight ahead, you can see Melk Abbey and the Mauturm Toll Tower that was part of the old town fortifications. The statue, standing in the street, is of St. Koloman. Now let's walk along the Kremserstrasse towards the Hauptplatz, the main square. I'll tell you more about St. Koloman later. Modern man needs to learn how to be patient, after all. Now, look here. Here at number 6 Kremserstrasse is the former site of the well-known Kramer Inn. I know a fantastic story about that. Come along, don't make me beg. At the time of the siege of Vienna by the Turks, the imperial trumpet player Abraham Ziegler was proprietor of this tavern. But Ziegler was not only a brilliant trumpet player, oh no, he was also a very brave chap. He went as a scout towards the advancing Turks and was the first to report back about the burning villages in the Vienna woods. Later, he accompanied the majority of the members of the monastery and the abbey's treasure, which was packed in 11 chests, on an adventurous escape to Salzburg. Believe me, there are plenty of stories to be told about that. Now I would like to show you the house on the rock. However, it's a bit hidden. Let's keep left and then go up this narrow street.